Have you ever stood beneath a canopy of stars? A million tiny diamonds scattered across velvet darkness? Have you ever felt a cool breeze brush against your cheek, carrying with it the scent of faraway lands and forgotten dreams? In those moments, amidst the vastness and the quietude, haven't you sometimes felt a whisper, a gentle tugging at the edges of your soul? Maybe you brushed it off as a trick of the wind, a figment of your imagination. But what if it wasn't? What if that whisper, that yearning, was a call? A call from a source far greater than the twinkling lights above, a source of love that transcends the boundaries of our earthly existence? Today, I want to invite you on a journey. A journey to explore this call, this invitation that echoes through the ages. It's a call that whispers in the rustling leaves, roars in the crashing waves, and sings in the melody of a child's laughter. It's a call from the divine, from the very essence of existence itself, saying, "My child, call me, and I will answer." So, settle in, dear friend. Let the worries of the day melt away like snowflakes on a warm spring day. Open your heart, quiet your mind, and prepare to listen. For in the stillness, you just might hear the answer you've been searching for all along. Have you ever felt like you're confused? Like the world around you is moving faster and faster, but you're just standing still? Have you ever felt like you're searching for answers to life's biggest questions, only to come up empty-handed? Do you feel like you're just going through the motions, living a life that's not truly yours? Well, I want to tell you a secret that has the power to change everything, a secret that has the power to bring peace, hope, and joy into your life. But before I share it with you, I need you to do one thing. Call on God. That's right, call on Him. He's waiting for you. You see, God is like a parent waiting for their child to come home. He's waiting for you to come running back into His arms, to be wrapped in His loving embrace. He's waiting for you to acknowledge Him, to recognize His presence in your life. And when you do, He'll answer. He'll answer in ways you never thought possible. He'll answer with comfort, with peace, with guidance, and with love. Prayer is like a key that unlocks the door to God's heart. When we pray, we're not just talking to ourselves. We're talking to the Creator of the universe. We're talking to the one who knows everything about us, who knows our strengths and our weaknesses, who knows our deepest fears and our greatest desires. And when we pray, we're giving Him permission to move in our lives. You know what's amazing about God? He speaks. He speaks in whispers of encouragement and guidance. He speaks in whispers of hope and peace. And when we listen, we hear Him clearly. We hear His gentle voice saying, "I am here. I am with you. I love you." And when we hear those words, everything changes. When we call on God and He answers, it's like the heavens open up and pour down blessings upon us. It's like the sun breaks through the clouds and shines brightly upon us. It's like the stars appear in the sky and twinkle with joy. When God answers our prayers, it's like everything falls into place. But sometimes, God doesn't answer right away. Sometimes, it feels like we're stuck in a waiting room, waiting for an answer that never comes. But even in those moments of uncertainty, God is still working behind the scenes. He's still weaving His plan together, still orchestrating events that will bring about His greatest purpose. You know what's amazing about God. He's sovereign. He's in control of every single thing that happens on this earth. He's the one who holds every atom together. He's the one who governs every star in the sky. And when we trust Him with our lives, we can rest assured that everything is going according to plan. The Holy Spirit is like a gentle breeze on a hot summer day. He's like a cool drink on a parched throat. He's like a warm hug on a cold winter morning.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Receive Him into our lives. He becomes our constant companion, guiding us through every moment of every day. God's heart beats for us. It beats with love for us. It beats with compassion for us. It beats with mercy for us. And when we come to Him with our brokenness and our doubts and our fears, He welcomes us with open arms. Faith is like a muscle that needs to be exercised daily. It's like a muscle that needs to be strengthened through exercise and practice. When we exercise our faith by calling on God and trusting Him with our lives, we become stronger and more confident in His ability to guide us. When we call on God and He answers, miracles happen. Miracles happen in small ways and big ways. Miracles happen in ways that surprise us and amaze us and leave us speechless. When we experience miracles in our lives, it's like a reminder that God is alive and active and at work. God wants an intimate relationship with us. He wants to walk alongside us every step of the way. He wants to hold our hand when we're scared and uncertain. He wants to wipe away our tears when we're sad and hurting. God has a plan of redemption for each one of us. A plan that began before we were born and will continue long after we're gone. A plan that includes forgiveness and healing and restoration. Imagine a child lost and alone in a crowded marketplace. Panic rises in their tiny chest, a relentless tide threatening to engulf them. They yearn for a familiar voice, a comforting touch. In that moment, a single word escapes their lips. Mama? This is the essence of the call to God. It's not a carefully crafted prayer or a theological debate. It's the raw, primal cry of the human spirit searching for home. It's the ache within us, the longing for something beyond the mundane. A connection to a force greater than ourselves. The beauty lies in the inherent responsiveness of the universe. Just as a mother's heart instinctively reaches out to her child's cry, so too does the divine respond to our call. Sometimes the answer comes in the form of a breathtaking sunset. A kaleidoscope of colors that paints the sky with the promise of hope. Other times, it arrives through the kindness of a stranger, a random act of compassion that reminds us of our shared humanity. However, the call to God isn't always met with a booming voice or a dramatic display of light. Sometimes, The answer arrives in the quiet spaces, the silence between the notes of life's melody. It's in the stillness of meditation, the pause before a new beginning, or the quiet contemplation of a fallen leaf. Learning to listen to these whispers is a skill honed through patience and presence. Imagine standing at the edge of the unknown, feeling the weight of your worries pressing upon you. God's invitation is not just a mere suggestion, but a divine assurance that He is always listening. In every trial, He urges us to call upon His name, for His ear is inclined to the cry of His children. The beauty of God's promise lies not only in His willingness to hear, but in His steadfast commitment to respond. When we feel lost in the chaos of life, His voice cuts through the noise, offering solace and direction. It's an invitation to lay our burdens at His feet and trust in His unfailing love. Sometimes, the hardest prayers to utter are the ones whispered in the depths of our hearts. Yet, God's promise remains unwavering: "Call me, and I will answer." It's a declaration that transcends our doubts and fears, reminding us that His timing is perfect and His answers are filled with wisdom. In the midst of life's storms, God offers us a promise of hope. No matter how dark the night may be, no matter how overwhelming the circumstances, He assures us that He will be there for us. When we call out to Him, He will answer. He will guide us through the valleys and lead us to higher ground. Have you ever felt the warmth of divine presence in the midst of your solitude? God's invitation to call upon Him is a lifeline that reaches into the darkest corners of our souls. It's an invitation to experience His peace that surpasses all understanding, even when the storms of life threaten to overwhelm us. In the silence of prayer, there is a sacred exchange that unfolds, an exchange of our worries for His peace, our fears for His courage. God beckons us to call upon Him, not out of obligation, but out of a deep longing to commune with His heart, where healing and restoration abound. The journey of faith is often marked by moments of uncertainty and waiting. Yet, in those moments, God's promise remains unshaken: "Call me, and I will answer." It's an invitation to exchange our restlessness for His calm assurance, knowing that He holds our future in His hands. There are times when words fail us, and our prayers are nothing more than silent cries. Even in those moments, God hears the unspoken whispers of our hearts and responds with grace and compassion. His invitation echoes through the stillness, inviting us to draw near and find refuge in His presence. When life presents us with challenges that seem insurmountable, God's invitation to call upon Him becomes our anchor of hope. It's a reminder that we are never alone in our struggles, for He promises to walk alongside us every step of the way. In His presence, fear gives way to faith, and despair is replaced with hope. At times, the weight of our burdens can cloud our vision and dim our faith, yet God's invitation remains steadfast: "Call me, and I will answer." It's a promise that transcends our circumstances, offering a glimpse of His divine perspective and reminding us of His unwavering faithfulness. Have you ever experienced the transformative power of answered prayer? God delights in revealing Himself to those who earnestly seek Him, turning our prayers into testimonies of His goodness and grace. His invitation beckons us to approach his throne with confidence, knowing that he hears us and responds according to his perfect will. In moments of doubt and confusion, God's invitation to call upon him serves as a beacon of light, guiding us back to his truth and promises. It's a reminder that his ways are higher than ours, and his thoughts are far beyond our understanding. As we surrender our concerns to him, he provides clarity and peace that surpasses all comprehension. The intimacy of prayer allows us to pour out our hearts before God, knowing that he listens attentively to every word we speak. His invitation to call upon him is an invitation to experience his presence in a profound and personal way, where burdens are lifted and hearts are renewed. In the busyness of our lives, it's easy to get caught up in the noise and distractions that surround us. We rush from one task to the next, barely taking a moment to catch our breath. But amidst all the chaos, God is there, patiently waiting for us to turn to him. He longs for us to set aside our worries and fears, to quiet our minds, and to open our hearts to his love and guidance. God desires a personal relationship with each and every one of us. He is not some distant, unapproachable deity, but a loving Father who cares deeply about the details of our lives. When we call out to him, he hears our cries and responds with compassion and understanding. He knows our struggles, our doubts, and our fears, and he offers us the strength and courage we need to face them head on. At times, the journey of faith can feel like a solitary path. Yet, God's promise to answer our calls is a reminder that we are never alone. He invites us into a relationship marked by trust and dependency, where his strength is made perfect in our weakness. The journey of faith is marked by moments of surrender and trust. When we heed God's invitation to call upon him, we acknowledge his sovereignty over every aspect of our lives. It's an act of humility that opens the door to divine intervention and supernatural breakthroughs. Now, my friends, let's look at ways upon which we can call God through prayers. Prepare your heart. Begin by quieting your mind and heart, preparing yourself to enter into God's presence with reverence and openness. Address God. Use respectful and intimate language to address God, acknowledging his sovereignty, love, and presence. You might begin with phrases like Heavenly Father, Lord God, Dear God, or other names that resonate with your relationship with him. Express gratitude. Start your prayer by expressing gratitude to God for his blessings, provisions, and the gift of life itself. Reflect on specific blessings or moments of grace you've experienced recently. Confession and repentance. Acknowledge any sins or shortcomings in your life, seeking God's forgiveness and cleansing. This step helps to clear your heart and mind, allowing for a more sincere connection with God. Petition. Share your needs, concerns, and desires with God. This is where you present your requests and ask for his guidance, provision, healing, or intervention in specific areas of your life or the lives of others. Intercession. Pray for others, lifting up their needs, struggles, and joys to God. Intercession involves standing in the gap for others, asking God to work in their lives and bring his peace, healing, and provision. Listening. Prayer is not just about talking to God, but also listening for his response, take moments of silence to listen for His voice, guidance, or prompting in your heart. Adoration and praise. Offer words of adoration and praise to God, celebrating His character, goodness, and majesty. Use scripture verses, hymns, or spontaneous words of worship to exalt Him. Commitment and surrender. Dedicate yourself anew to God's will and purpose for your life. Surrender your plans, desires, and fears to Him, trusting in His wisdom and sovereignty. Consistency and persistence. Maintain regularity in prayer, recognizing it as a continual conversation with God. Be persistent in seeking His presence and guidance in all aspects of your life. In conclusion, calling upon God in prayer is not just a ritual, but a profound opportunity to connect with the Almighty. As we navigate life's journey, may we always remember that God eagerly awaits our call, ready to answer with love, wisdom, and boundless grace. Let us continue to seek Him earnestly, knowing that in His presence we find strength, peace, and the assurance that we are never alone. May your prayers be a heartfelt dialogue, drawing you closer to God's heart with each whispered word. Thank you for joining me on this spiritual journey. Remember, when you call upon God, He listens and He always answers.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.